page 434, 69th case. Case Nan Chuang, Kui Tsung, and Maku went together to pay respects to National Teacher Chang. When they got halfway there, Nan Chuang drew a circle on the ground and said, "If you can speak, then let's go on." Kui Tsung sat down inside the circle. Maku courtesied. Nan Chuang said, "Then let's not go on." Kui Tsung said, "What's going on in your mind?" Nan Chuang, Kui Tsung, and Maku, they are Dhamma brothers. They went together to pay respects to National Teacher Chuang. In the commentary, it says about National Teacher Chuang. The first paragraph, page 435, at the time, Matsu's teaching was flourishing in Quanxi. Shi Tou's way was current in Hunan, and National Teacher Chuang's way was influencing Chuang'an. The latter had personally seen the six patriarch at the time of those in the south who held up their heads and war horns. There was none who didn't want to ascend his hall and enter his room, otherwise they would be shamed by others, according to this commentary. You can you are able to find how the National Teacher Chuang's was very influencing in China at those days. So everyone was interested in to visit him and practice. If they didn't, they would be ashamed by others. So he was a very famous teacher at those days. So Nan Chuan, Kui Tsung, and Maku went together to pay respects to National Teacher Chuang. When they got halfway there, Nan Chuan drew a circle on the ground and said, "If you can speak, then let's go on." He drew a circle. Circle means the truth. Truth or universe. So Nan Chuan drew a circle on the ground and said to others, Kui Tsung and Maku, you should speak something about it, and then we can go on. But if you cannot, I don't want to go on. Okay? So that is he's asking. If you can speak, then let's go on. Well, the Nan Chuan, anyway, asked the two monks, Kui Tsung and Maku, about the truth, about Soku. That is pretty difficult to say about it, because if you say about the truth, it is no longer truth. But if you don't say about the truth, nobody understood. nobody understands about truth. So you have to say about truth in a word, with your body, with your mind, with your word. We have three categories: body, mouth, and mind. So you have to say, you have to manifest the truth with your body, with your mind, with your word. If you don't, nobody understands. Nobody understands the truth. So there is a contradiction. That's why it is a little difficult to understand the truth. Because if you say about the truth, it's no longer truth. But if you don't talk about it, nobody understands. So there is no way to communicate, understand, to communicate with the truth. That's what we have to say. So how? We have to deal with the truth in a word, with your mouth, with your language. This is our practice. How? And also how we should live. We should live in the truth. If you understand through the words about the truth, next we have to manifest ourselves with our bodies, with our mind, in the truth. How? This is also questionable. Lots of practice there. Okay? So that's why it is said. So let's see the pointer. This pointer explains about the truth, the hint of a truth. What the truth is. Very interesting expression here. There is no place to bite into. First, this pointer says there is no place to bite into. That is a picture, that is a total picture of the truth. Universe. Universe can be seen in terms of three points. Its ultimate nature, this is one point, and its form, and also its function. Okay. According to its ultimate nature, the truth is completely clear, very clear, okay. Perfectly clear, and tranquil, very serene. So that is ultimate nature of the truth, okay? And also its form, if ultimate nature of the truth is perfectly clear and tranquil, if we say so, very naturally we can have a form, so-called form of clarity, form of tranquility, serenity like this. So immediately you can take the truth in the position of a form. So-called clarity or tranquility. Okay? So, but the form of truth is completely no form, no flavors, no colors, no form, nothing to say. Okay? Just like a quark I mentioned in physics, you know. Quark has its own flavor, but that flavor is a little different from our flavor that we have thought. Okay? It's not flavor, but it's very difficult to express it. That's why we say quark has its own flavor, five kinds of flavor, but that flavor is that which has nothing to do with the usual sense of flavor, we believe. No. But it's very different. It is something that we temporarily we say it has a flavor. But form of the truth has no flavor, no colors, no form, absolutely nothing. Okay? This is a form of the truth. Okay? So, and also function, its function is very powerful, very virtue. Its function is very virtuous, very virtuous. Helping all sentient beings, supporting all sentient beings. This is function, the function of the truth. Okay? So, but we don't know what kind of function. It's very difficult to touch it, okay? Because no form. And also it is very clear, very serene. If you touch it, it's not serene. It's already waves. You create waves. So it's very difficult to say. That's why first he said there is no place to bite into, nothing to bite, nothing to touch. Okay? But we live. We and all sentient beings anywhere live, right in the middle of the truth. It's very close, very closely we live there. Okay? So next it says the patriarchal teacher's mind seal is formed like the works of the iron ox. Iron ox is in 38, the note, page 287, it says the iron ox is supposed to have been built by the legendary king Yu to stem the flood of the Yellow River in China some 4,000 years ago. Its head is in Hunan and its tail is in Hubei. So the Yellow River is just like a Ganges River. It's huge, like more than Mississippi River. Anyway, it's huge. And 4,000 years ago, anyway, the King Yu built up this iron ox. Its head is in Hunan, toward south of the river. And tails is toward the north of the river. So it's huge, iron river, in order to stem the flood of the Yellow River. So that is iron ox. Here says patriarchal teacher's mind seal. Patriarchal teacher's mind seal means every single teacher, every single ancestor anyway receives Buddha's mind, Buddha's heart from generation to generation. Plainly speaking, it is called truth. Okay? Spirit or heart, universe, whatever you say. Anyway, receiving the truth from the teacher, from the Shakyamuni Buddha, and next transmit it to next generations. Okay? So that is a mind seal. Okay? Handed down from generation, century after century. So that's why he says patriarchal teachers mind seal what they transmit. This is a truth which which has no place to bite into. It's very difficult to say, but this is the truth. But we transmit. Anyway, we receive that truth from the teacher and transmit it to his or her disciples anyway. And then generation after generation, ancestors did in that way. So that is patriarchal teacher's mind seal. is formed like the works of the iron ox. If the truth really works in within each single patriarch or ancestor and Buddhas or person, it works very stably, strongly, like iron ox. Function of the truth within the human beings, anywhere works like iron ox. It's enormous function beyond your speculations. That is called faith. We don't know what is a faith. But if you see the person who has very stable faith, his or her life really bright, you know, really working dynamically, helping many people. But we don't know what the faith is. She or he cannot explain what the faith is. But actually, it works. It works very much. Okay. So, truth is no place to bite into, but when it is working in individual life, it really works like an iron ox. Okay. Now, how iron ox manifests itself in individual life? Next says, having passed through the forest of thorns, a perturbed monk is like a snowflake in a red hot furnace. You know, having passed through the forest of thorns, that means the samsaric world, the samsaric world, creating lots of troubles and suffering, pain, etc. You know, briefly speaking, three poisons. We create constantly three poisons: ignorance, anger, hatred. Okay. So, having passed through the forest of thorns, in other words, living in human samsaric world, living in human world, living in right in the middle of six category of, what would you say, samsaric world. Six category means hell, hungry ghost, animal spirit, fighting spirit, and the human beings, and also heavenly spirit, okay? So six category mainly, okay? Six category of existence. Anyway, we should live in the sixth category of existence. That means having passed through the forest of thorns. And patch robbed monk means freedom. The person who has freedom, okay, freedom. Patched monk is like a snowflake in red hot furnace. How this kind of person live, okay, in the samsaric world, suffering, pain, etc. So his life, his body, his mind, his behavior is like a snowflake in a hot, the hot, red hot furnace. Can't you imagine? His life, his behavior, his action is just like a snowflake in red hot furnace. Means just took a show and then next, gone. Melted away. But usually, if you are really interested in the samsaric world, very much. If you do get sure, we cannot be the snowflake in the red furnace, red hot furnace. Immediately, we want to have a snowflake in the freezer, you know, and then checking what it is. 那个时候 if you do 个时候 what's that 个时候 if you do that then what is that and if you experience the good well, what is how wonderful it is what is it it is enlightenment or not if you talk about the truth through your life and immediately you feel happy and then attached to the happinessIt's very difficult to become snowflake in a red hot furnace. But this is very important because we live in the truth which has no place to bite into. If so, and nevertheless, body and mind exist and living in the samsaric world. So, through the samsaric world, we have to go deeply intoanyway truth because you cannot ignore the truth because you live there okay so living in the samsara and also within the samsaric world truth must be manifested this is religious life spiritual life okay in the realistic sense or in the pragmatic sense it's illogical. Truth must manifest itself within the samsaric world. It's illogical. We don't understand it. But we can do it. Even though we cannot do it, even though you believe we cannot do it, anyway, we try to do it because we live there. This is our practice, religious life.Spiritual life, okay, as best as we can. Okay. Otherwise, it's very difficult to live in peace and harmony. So, this is very good example, the very good expression here. Patmang is, in other words, your behavior, your life is like, you must be anywhere like a snowflake in a red hot furnace, not freezer, okay?It's pretty hard to say, to do it. But as best as we can, we try to do. And as for piercing and penetrating on level ground, this I leave aside for the moment. As for piercing and penetrating on level ground means the truth. Okay? We live. If you live just like a patched monk,like a snowflake in a red-hot furnace, very naturally your life piercing and penetrating on level ground, so-called equal. In other words, if you throw the pebbles into the very thin surface of lake, then there you can see moment, touching a pebble, touching,Anyway, the surface of water and create the water link. But simultaneously, it's extending and melted away into the lake. So that is the piercing and penetrating on level ground. Very naturally, you do the show with the wholeheartedness. Anyway, wholeheartedness means your effort. Zealous, okay? Zeal, your zeal. Without effort, you cannot anyway pierce and penetrate on the level ground. It's impossible because we live already in the truth and also in the dualistic world, samsaric world. Okay? So, we have to we have to make our effort refined. We have to refine our effort. That is wholeheartedness. Okay? Wholeheartedness. And then that is a pierce, and then you can pierce and penetrate on level ground.But anyway, this time I leave aside for the moment. and without falling into entangling ties, if by explaining, piercing and penetrating on level ground, little bit entanglement. You can create entanglement in a word, so let's put it aside anyway now. Then let's see concrete example. Okay? So that is a case, concrete example. How will you act to test outside this look? Okay? And then the Nanchuan drew a circle on the ground and said, if you can speak, then let's go on. And then Kui Sun sat down immediately inside the circle. Okay, that means completed, just like a do zazen, okay? Sitting zazen means returning to the original nature of what you are, okay? Original nature of you are, okay? A thing of it is, a tree of it is. It's very difficult to see tree of it is, because we see the tree from the six senses, but a tree itself, before or after, we can see tree exists as it is. Okay? Same applies to human individual life. That is called the self. But we obviously understand the self through the six senses, so the self is, the view of the self is a little bit crooked, perverted. So that's why we have to see the truth in as it really is. That is a sitting, okay? Exactly sitting. Just like a tree standing in the yard. That's it, you know. And snow falls, that's it. Just the snow falls, just the tree stands in the yard, okay? This is a sitting, just like a sitting. That means Kui Sun sat down inside the circle. This is the way which Kui Sun anyway manifest. What speaks of what the truth is. Circle is. Because truth and Kui Sun's life are very close to it. Very close to each other. No gap between. So all you have to do is, well, you just be one with the circle, and before you discuss about what the truth is. Before you discuss about what the real nature of the self is, what the zazen is, what kind of relation between the real nature of the self and doing zazen. This is the second knowledge. So all you can do is just first be one with zazen if the zazen guides you to return to the original nature of the self and sit in peace and harmony. This is zazen. If so, let's do it. So that's why Kui Sun, anyway, sit down immediately inside of the truth. Okay? And then next, Maku cut the seed means with gesho and bow, respecting, expressing respect to the truth, you know, with gratitude and appreciation, deep appreciation. Okay. So that means completely no discussion, no doubt between. All you have to do is anyway express your deepest appreciation to the truth, regardless of whether you understand it or not, regardless of whether how you are close to the truth. Well, first, anyway, respect. Okay.
So that is respect to others and respect to you, anyway. So that is Kattimakku manifest the truth like that. So with Gassho and Ba. Okay? And Nanchuan said, then let's not go on. That is completely the strange answer, conclusions, because Nanchuan said, if you speak of a truth about Suku, then we can let go on. In other words, we can go on taking a trip to the national teacher, you know, Chang. But here says, even though the Kwe Tsung and also the Maku expressed the truth, you know, by their own way, but Nanchuan said, let's not go on. So this is a little bit not understandable. So when Kwe Tsung said, what's going on in your mind? What's the matter with you? But this is very interesting at the conclusion, because truth is one, but the truth in the truth as one, there are many beings exist. Nevertheless, many beings doesn't lose their own forms, functioning, and their own nature. They exist conspicuously, manifesting their own specific nature. Is that clear? Specific nature means Karagiri is Karagiri. Karagiri is not mixed up with Bob and itself. Okay? Even though Bob and I exist in the truth as a one. Okay? Now all sentient beings live in the truth, living in peace and harmony, communicating, interconnected, interpenetrated, very closely, peacefully, harmoniously, but they don't mix up. Karagiri is still Karagiri, very clearly as he really is. And Bhav is Bhav, exactly. Nevertheless, they live in the truth and interconnected, interpenetrated, very peacefully, harmoniously. How? We don't know. We don't know. But it is. It is true. We do. So, this is. So, Bob is Bob. Karagiri is Karagiri. But nevertheless, both exist in the truth. Okay? So, if I see Karagiri through the six senses, it's not good enough, because I have to see Karagiri through the six senses, simultaneously through the Bob and others, because many beings exist in the truth as a one. And then next, we have to understand how Bob and I and others exist, how communicated, how peacefully, how they live peacefully and harmoniously. So very naturally, if I emphasize strongly my ego sense, very naturally I cannot live in peace and harmony. So very naturally, if I want to live with a peace, with a Bob, with others, with the trees and birds and summer hot, you know, I shouldn't emphasize strongly so much my ego sense. Okay? So very naturally, I have to be humble. Okay? I have to be patient. I have to make patience and understanding and live in peace and harmony anyway. Okay? So that's why each person, Kwe Tsung, manifest. Kwe Tsung sat down in the circle. This is his way of manifesting the truth, expressing the truth. Okay? Maku, Bao, and with the Kesho, this is also his way of speaking of the truth. They are different, but they live in the truth. If they live in the truth, why they have to go on to seek for the truth externally? We are already right in the middle of the truth. So that's why Nanchuan says, let's not go on. But before we say, he says, let's go on if you speak of the truth. Okay? And then they understand, they manifest the truth individually in a different way, but simultaneously that different way of expressing the speaking of the truth return to the one home that is ocean, many rivers, anyway, individually stream and return to the ocean and become one. We see the different life individually, but we live in the truth already. If so, why is it that we have to go on seeking for the truth from now on externally? Okay? So that's why Nanchuan says, let's not go on. Because you manifest the truth already. So it's not necessary to visit the national teacher Chuang anymore. So that's why the Nanchuan says, then let's not go on. The Kuitun said, what's going on in your mind? This is a very question, but it's not questions because it is very difficult to express it, you know, because the individual faith is inexplainable. But individually, if you have a faith really exists strongly, steadily, individually. He knows very much, but he doesn't know how to express. But he has to express. So he expressed, but if he expresses it, it's no longer faith. Little bit explanation of the faith. So real faith is, well, just like expressing the truth, you know, by Kuetsung and Maku, sitting right in the middle of a circle, returning to the one source, nature, the truth. Maku also expressing, but simultaneously returning to the truth. So it's not necessary to anymore seek for the truth externally, expressing and return simultaneously. So that's why he said, let's not go on. But what's going on in your mind? What is that? We don't understand. Because expressing simultaneously is return. Expression, your expression is really rooted, the real nature of your existence. In other words, leaves, trunks, branches, and flowers, anyway, main trunk, anyway, comes from the root. But a root is inexplainable under the ground. But we can see only the leaves and trunks, branches, flowers, but we don't see the root. But even though we don't see the root, branches and leaves come from the truth, a root. It is really true. So, very naturally, our life, everyday life, expression of individual life, Gassho, is your Gassho, but it's not your Gassho, it is real returning the truth. Rooted, coming from the root. Okay? So very naturally, your Gassho is your Gassho. At that time you are disappointed, but we have to continue to carry that Gassho you felt you're disappointed. Continually watching carefully from where it comes. That is a root. That is a truth. So constantly watching that one and try to encourage yourself to practice sitting and everyday living. Okay, living you with you and with others. Okay. So that is what's going on actually there between your expression and the truth. We don't know how your expression return, your expression is your expression, but simultaneously it's returned to the root, but we don't know how. But if you do it simultaneously there, that's why it's questionable. What's going on there? But what's going on there is really nothing to bite into. Okay? That is real reality you live. When you do a show, with wholeheartedness, if you sit down with wholeheartedness, even though child is very impressed by your, you know, sitting posture, because your sitting posture is your sitting, but simultaneously it's not. It's returned to the root. So how your expression will communicate with the root, we don't know what's going on there. We don't know. But if you do it simultaneously, it's manifest there. So real reality is really working dynamically between your expression, your life, and also root of your life. Okay? So it's very interesting situation is going within the reality of individual life. Okay, do you have a question?
I get confused with the usage of truth. Mm-hmm. What's been important is not the truth.
Well, not truth is actually, not truth is a samsaric world, you can say. But a truth as a one is completely occupying a whole world, so not truth. Okay? No longer not truth. Because truth as one completely occupies whole world. Okay?
Including samsaric world.
Even including samsaric world. There is no samsaric world. If you see the truth in terms of the truth, okay? Real truth. Whole world become one. Okay? So at that time, there is nothing else. But if you see the truth in terms of samsaric world, means in terms of your six senses, there is an idea of the truth or idea of not truth. All right? Do you understand? So from this point, perception of the truth, perception of the not truth, are both dualistic world.
How can we guard against being caught in samsara world? How can we guard against being caught in samsara world?
God?
How can we guard ourselves from being caught in samsara world?
And that's why we have to, using our effort and using our effort, in other words, we're using our body and mind and practice with wholeheartedness. At least six parameters, giving and principle and patience and zealous zeal and samadhi and wisdom. At least six practices we need. And then we can really guard ourselves from samsaric world. For instance, I always mention jumping into the ocean from the cliff, on top of the cliff. You know, if you're always concerned about your body and concerned about height, concerned about the wind and your consciousness and oceans, etc., it's very difficult to jump into the ocean with calm mind, because you create dualistic world. So without fear and without restlessness, anyway, the fear and uneasiness, okay? You really become one with, standing posture and with your body and mind and ears and oceans, whole world become anyway one with your tiny body and mind. The whole world comes into you in one. And that time, that is called ready to jump. So that is, how do you do this? This is really six parameter, practice of six parameter, offering your body and mind to stand up, to have posture of standing on the cliff. This is important too. Okay? And with the principle, according to the principle, there is a rule, how to stand up. You cannot ignore. And next, the patience. You need a patience, because you can't make a perfect posture overnight. So you have to constantly practice making a perfect posture on the cliff. Okay? Again and again. So you need a practice. You need to practice patience, and also wisdom means calm mind. And also, the samadhi means just full concentration there. And then, you are really free from samsaric world. You guard yourself from being caught by samsaric world. So that's why we do practice with wholeheartedness. Okay? Do you understand?
Okay. When it says what's going on in your mind, is he asking how things come into existence? Saying, is he asking that?
Mm-hmm.
What does he mean by that exactly?
Well, no, that means, what is it? Why did you say so? It's questionable. Situation, okay, your life and the person in your life, and jumping into the ocean and connecting with the whole nature, whole situation. Your form of a physical body and mind is a very small world. Standing on the cliff, it's a tiny world. But when you jump, your whole world come together and working together and jumping into the ocean. This is a real reality. You can manifest yourself. Connecting with the truth, whole world, oceans and cliffs, the airs and So it's not necessary to go somewhere particularly. Where is the truth? How two things work together? When you jump into, it's not necessary, So all you have to do is, when you are ready, let's jump. That's it. One, two, three, jump. That's it. Then if I say so, what's going on there? When you think it, we don't understand. Well, what do you mean? What's going on in your mind when you say, I am ready to jump? What's going on in your mind? We don't know. Because it's a moment. Completely ready. All things become one and let you be ready to jump. So we don't know what's going on. It's a big question. But it works. It works. Because nothing to hang on, nothing to bite into. Okay? Because your life and nature work together smoothly. But a human speculation is always curious of what's going on there. You know, how you can do it, you know. Do you understand? Then after that, you know, people are always taking a film, okay? Film your jump. Now after that, in slow motion movie camera, you can see the analyze, you know. But it is already analysis of your jump. And then we can see what's going on there. But when you see what's going on there clearly, when you understand what's going on there clearly, it's no more, it's no longer real jumping. That is nothing but the explanation of what's going on in your mind. That's it. Do you understand? You know, the, for instance, the, if I say, scream, if I scream here, ah, like this, okay? And then at this moment is, I don't know, I cannot explain, you know, just scream. But so from this scream comes from where, you know? The I express a scream, that scream comes from this body and the mind. But on the other end, this scream doesn't come from only me, okay? Because I experience something else. Maybe ghost, maybe wonderful things, you know. So, not only me, something, my body and mind are connected with something else, okay? And they become one. And then when become one, immediately I experience, simultaneously. And then that experience is coming out, immediately. You cannot keep it in your mind. So if you experience it, if you touch it, simultaneously it manifests itself in many ways. With the words, with the mind, with the body. So the, when I scream, you say, what's going on in your mind? I don't understand anyway. Because I already screamed. And then after that, you can take a slow movie camera, you know. If you understand when I am screaming, okay. So you can take a pictures. So later, you can see how Karagiri scream. So my mouth is open slowly. And, you know. Some fry coming into my mouth. Many things, you know, you can analyze. But it's no longer real scream, you know. You understand? So real scream, I don't understand. I don't know why. But we have to, even though we don't know, we have to know. This is our human consciousness. That is also important. So that's why we take a picture with a slow movie camera, okay? And then we should understand how we scream, okay?
Hi. But sometimes in my life, I get caught on the cliff. I don't just sit on the cliff and I don't just jump in. I just feel myself on the cliff wanting to jump in. And my mind always brings up the same cliff. And it's the cliff I take the pictures of, maybe, in my work, perhaps. Just jump.
Yeah, that's true. So the if you see the movie, you know, of your life, you know, on the screen, your life is just like a continuation of standing on the cliff and jumping into the ocean. That's it, you know, just a continuation, jumping from the cliff, from moment to moment. This is your life, you know, on the screen. If you see your life for long run, you know, But from moment to moment is just, you know, stand up on a cliff and jump into. But it's very difficult to carry just jumping into the cliff, and then jumping into the ocean, and, you know, from the cliff without, you know, analyzing your jumping. Okay? So that's why we have to study, anywhere study. Why we have to do this, you know, why we have to jump into, how we should jump into. Because from moment to moment, it's a difference, you know. Even though first start is beautiful, but in the middle of a jumping, maybe something else. Maybe harada comes up, you know. So we don't know. So we have to continue research how to jump from the beginning to end in peace and harmony. But when you explain, when you research, it's no longer real jumping. That's really contradictory. But that contradictory is contradictory if you think it. But if you don't think it, it's very peaceful. It's very peaceful. Just jumping.
Talking about researching how to jump, just jumping. The other thing that I was thinking of is jumping off a cliff into a physical ocean. Most people think it would be a good idea to make sure that there aren't a lot of rocks that you can do it hit beforehand. Wondering, you know, what corresponds to that.
You mean beforehand or after?
Afterwards.
Before and after. Anyway, you have to research. That's what you mean?
Yeah, that you would look where you're going to jump before.
Yes, yeah. Of course, it's important. Of course. And also, not only the ocean, you have to research the, you know, weathers, you know. And also, you have to research your body and mind, six senses. When your six senses don't feel good, you know, you cannot jump it, you know. Even though ocean is beautiful, serene, nice ocean, you know. Even though they invite you, but your feeling is not good, at that time you cannot jump. So, many things you have to research. So what you can jump into the ocean is pretty good situation, you know. Your mind, your body is perfect, and your situation or circumstances pretty good, you know. Even though you don't feel good, but you, what you can jump is reality, fact. What you can jump is pretty good, because without all things become one, you cannot jump it. So that fact, what you can jump, is implication of your body and circumstances, oceans and skies, weathers, all things as one. And then after that, you really appreciate, you know, your body, appreciate your oceans. This is one of the analysis, you know. I think then this kind of Zen stories, if you read the again and again, they are for very short, very pierce, you know, expression there. What the truth is, just like there is no place to bite into. This is kind of a very nice expression, or how to live in the truth. So-called like a snowflake, you know, in the red hot furnace is no attachment, exactly. But how can I experience the practice no attachment, you know? It's pretty difficult to explain. So this kind of expression, snowflake in red hot furnace, it's pretty good expressions, you know. So then text, this Zen text always using that simple, really amazing expression there. So it's very interesting if you read again and again. Yeah, even though it is difficult. Okay. to understand it. Well, if you don't understand, that means the implication of a possibility to understand in the future. So don't worry about it.